I feel that my work was betrayed.
Who have all the fury which Didier Drogba is directing at the referee now.
There obviously seem to be a palpable discord between manager and players.
Hello and welcome back to Palpable Discord, the Chelsea podcast. I'm your host, Jack Rathbone, joined as always by Will DeBay and Grant James. We are talking less than an hour after Chelsea's 3-0 victory over Rennes. Pretty comfortable win, obviously aided by the red card to Dalbert. A pretty harsh red card, I might add, a handball from a shot. A pretty innocuous incident, but it was checked by VAR. Not only given, but a second yellow card for the Inter Milan defender on loan at Rennes. And Chelsea didn't look back. Lampard smiling on the touchline. He's had much harder days in the past. So he was definitely appreciating this one. Timo Werner, absolutely a bit of an authoritative figure now from a penalty spot, dispatching both. And then Tammy Abraham getting on the end of Reece James' cross. So yeah, pretty promising night for Chelsea, and they move on to 7 points, tied with Sevilla at the top of Group E. That's 6 points advantage over Krasnodar and Rennes, who both on one. So yeah, avoiding defeat in the next round against Rennes, I think that will pretty much wrap it up for Chelsea, and then it will just be about the game in Seville who finishes top. Well, obviously, the game was clouded by that red card and Rennes going down to 10 men. But did we learn anything before that, or was it just a pretty much a training ground exercise for Chelsea and something to keep everybody fresh for the weekend?
Yeah, I thought our approach was very good from the start. It was nice to see us pressing really high and winning the ball back high up the pitch. I think Rennes clearly were trying to play out. They really struggled to. Our press was very cohesive. I think Ziyech, Mount, Tammy, Kante obviously playing in that more advanced role that he was probably used more under Sarri. I think he had a good game. I think Mason Mount had a very good game from first minute till last. The work he got through was incredible. And I think Ziyech had another good game. I think he's impressive with his pressing. He leads the press a lot of the time. And I think it was positive. It was a positive approach to the game, and you're starting to see a bit of an identity build, consistency in the lineups that are being picked. And yeah, I think it was, we managed the game well as well. Obviously, we were very fortunate with that penalty decision, the second one, like you say, and the red card. But we managed the game well and were completely in control. And I think we lost a little bit of that control when Thiago Silva and Kante went off. My only concerns would maybe be, I thought Kovacic was quite poor when he came on in that more advanced role. I think I was sort of touting him as a potential usable option in that role. In the previous pod, I think Grant was a little bit more sceptical, and I think some of the points Grant made were sort of on display in his performance. He was dropping off very deep to receive the ball and not keeping the shape right. And it became a two more often than not. So that was a slight concern. And I also thought Jorginho was pretty poor on the night. So while we looked like we were developing a bit of identity, and we've obviously seen certain individuals really come to the fore and look very important, I think you're now seeing potentially a bit of a gap and a bit of a drop off in the quality when we're missing certain players who make this system work. So Kante obviously not playing in that deeper role. Havertz missing from the 8/10 role. You could see a slight drop off. And I think when Thiago Silva goes off, you can see we start to lose a little bit of control defending our box and sort of keeping our shape out of possession and staying organised. So those for me would be the main takeaways from the match.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. Obviously, it's encouraging, despite the gift from the referee tonight. There's 10 unbeaten in all competitions, 6 clean sheets in a row with Edouard Mendy in goal. But I thought it was, relaxed, calm in the penalty area. distribution now is looking really good. I think when we had John on and we talked about his long distribution, an absolutely exquisite ball out from the penalty area when Ren pressed high and he pinged one right into the feet of Werner on the halfway line. Grant, the shape again, we saw it was 4-3-3, as Will's mentioned, Kante and Mount ahead of Jorginho, who we know is not was not his biggest fan. But how did you see that from the start before the red card affected it? I thought Chelsea were looking pretty sharp in the final third and winning the ball back plenty. I thought Ziyech and Mount working in tandem was quite encouraging too.
Yeah, I think yesterday the news sort of broke that Havertz hadn't been in the late training session, so there was sort of rumours that he'd had an injury or might have COVID, and obviously that was confirmed. And I think, yeah, if we'd known that, this probably was the most logical solution to play Kante slightly further forward and go at that shape and not actually switch back to the double pivot. I mean, Kante is pretty good in this role. He did a good job in this role under Sarri. It's not my preferred role for him. I just think as soon as he starts making, you know, third man runs and he's pressing a lot, yes, he was really good in the sort of between the 45th and 60th minute with his counter pressing, just like keeping Ren really penned in and their own defensive third. I think you mentioned that on our WhatsApp chat. But I think once that happens and you bypass him, there's just so much space with Jorginho not really able to cover that area with his lack of athleticism. And yeah, I understand this obviously was, you know, just to make do with the selection because of Havertz's positive COVID test. But it does also show how little cover we have if we want to play this system, having offloaded Barkley. And I think we'll spot on with Kovacic. I mean, I watched him carefully. He played quite high up at times in his appearance. Like he was sort of like trying to get into that right half space and, you know, support the attack. But he just doesn't convince in that position. He's not that good receiving with his back to goal necessarily in a higher position, which is strange because he does that in a deeper area pretty comfortably. He obviously doesn't have a great passing range. So I think you can see the downgrade when he plays in that position. But I think I thought Ren were actually relatively good after the start to the game. I think in the second part of the first half, they were really impressive. And I don't think there's a great deal in the game between really up until the second penalty was given and the red card. I mean, they moved the ball quite well and they caused some issues for us in the wide areas. And I think in the second half, they were pretty resolute considering they could have collapsed and really taken a thrashing. And I thought they defended pretty well. And yeah, I mean, you see their players, you know, trying to get on with things, not wasting time and just trying to enjoy the occasion. They're not a bad side. And I'm quite surprised, having seen them tonight, that they actually drew it home to Krasnodar, because it's kind of put them in just on the verge of being eliminated with a 6-point gap. But they're a decent side. And I think probably the biggest positive in terms of personnel was that we got Thiago Silva off the pitch with, what was it, about 25 minutes ago. And, you know, obviously that was a sort of the call for Lampard to make, whether he played him three games this week, because he's definitely going to play the Sheffield United game now after being, you know, after coming off this, you know, in this game early. So that was the big call, and the fact that he got through the game, got some time off, and he should be fresh for the weekend is good. So pretty much a night of positives, but it's the sort of game you'll forget pretty easily. I mean, at these type of games, I always prefer if we play against 11. I don't like it against 10. It just like takes the sting out the game, and it's more about like which subs are going to come on and who's going to pad their goal tally, which is not really, you know, it's that interesting to watch. I think my favorite moment of the game was actually at full time, just seeing the Ren players just like surrounds Mendy and, you know, and embrace him. And he's clearly was so popular within their dressing room. And yeah, I've no doubt he's already getting that status in our dressing room with how well he's doing.
Yeah, I thought that was a really nice moment, and totally contrary to Nzonzi's comments before the game that he would not be missed. I think it's fair to say he is, if not in goal, obviously. Gomi's a talented keeper too. The character, definitely, you could see the embrace with Julien Stéphane was a pretty special moment for him. Worth mentioning, Ren were actually, they responded well to the red card, and I thought, I mean, desperately disappointing for Dalbert to get sent off in those circumstances. So I did feel sorry for him. And yeah, Ren without, as we mentioned in the preview, Camavinga, Rugani and Niang as well is another big miss. So yeah, they definitely gave a good account of themselves in difficult circumstances. And you mentioned Thiago. I thought, yeah, worth reiterating from my point of view that just magnificent. I think very accurate on the ball. Never seems to take many risks in possession, but then he sprinkles in a couple of absolutely exquisite passes. The best one of the night when he found Reece James over the top, and then Werner at the back post. I mean, it was a gift for a hat trick that he unfortunately missed. Three clearances tonight, two tackles, two out of three ground duels won, and two out of three aerial duels won. So a pretty complete defensive performance from Thiago, and perhaps beyond Van Dijk now that he's injured. I think him and Laporte probably the best two defenders for me in the Premier League. So yeah, really encouraging to see. And yeah, I think you're right though, Grant. I think it's disappointing when you see your team or any team against 10 men. It does take the sting out of it, and you struggle to learn too much about yourselves. You saw Ren come back into it in the final 15 minutes. There was no real threat, I thought, but it was just a lack of structure, I think, to the game, and something that Chelsea maybe could have benefited from had they been able to close the game out against 11 men. Will, anything more to add on the game? Any more positives to take, or what are you looking forward to seeing moving forward? Rather, because obviously tougher tests ahead. Sheffield United at the weekend, who at some point are going to pick up that result that they're badly overdue.
I don't think there's really too much more to go over in the game. I think with this move to the midfield three, I would really like to see Billy Gilmore come back into the equation. I think it gives us another option in that holding spot when Kante maybe has to move further forward if we're missing one of the two tens in a bigger game, if we want a little bit more defensive solidity, but we don't necessarily want to change the shape. I think Gilmore covers the ground quicker despite his size. He's more dynamic, he's more aggressive. And I think his use of the ball is better than Jorginho. I think he receives the ball sharper, quicker. I think he's a better player. So I think that will give us a boost. And I would be interested to see if maybe Ziyech, on the occasions where Havertz is missing for whatever reason, whether Ziyech can play inside. And that opens up a spot for Callum to come in on the right, or for Pulisic and Werner to both start wide, with Tammy or Giroud playing up top, which would be my preference. I'm interested to see whether that could work, because I think that Kante behind the ball gives you so much solidity, kind of sweeping things up and snuffing out counter-attacks. And Mason Mount, I just thought his work rate was incredible tonight. He just covered every inch right up until the end, pressing so high and then recovering back into position. So I think there's potential for Ziyech to play inside in that system if Havertz is out and you don't lose too much in possession. I think you can still keep the shape quite well with those two tens. And I think there's not too much of a trade-off defensively either. I think he worked really hard. He's willing to get back. I was quite impressed with how he got back and supported Reece James back in shape. Not so much pressing, but getting back and tracking the fullback and switching up with James. So that's potentially another option, because I know it was only a brief cameo, but I was quite disappointed with Kovacic in that role. He looked a little lost, and he kind of took away from the structure and shape of the system a little bit for me. So those are two things I think to sort of keep an eye on going forward. I wouldn't be surprised to see that maybe be used, but I mean, hopefully Havertz once he's back, he doesn't miss a lot of games, and we can start building with that free long term Kante, Mount and Havertz.
Yeah, I think you're right. Kovacic for me was a bit cumbersome when he came on. He sort of made the wrong choices, or when he did make the right choice, the ball was a little bit slow to Callum out wide on the left. And I mean, I know they were 3-0 up, but I mean, there seemed to be some hunger from the substitutes to go on and get some goals. And it seemed like Kovacic spoiled a couple of moves for me that could have added even more gloss to the scoreline. So yeah, that'll be interesting. Sevilla, obviously worth mentioning that they rallied from behind and also down to 10 men themselves tonight. And Nesri, two goals later on to get them that 3-2 win and position themselves into a, likewise with Chelsea, where get through the next round and then it's a winner takes all in that final week for the top spot. And I think that's pretty much it for the Champions League as it stands. Obviously, we're going to get a squeeze in another game before just after actually the international break. So that'll be interesting to see how Lampard negotiates. Obviously, Thiago's trip with Brazil, the Newcastle game straight after the break. I think that's a potential banana skin and something that he needs to be conscious of. Obviously, without Thiago Silva for that, you would imagine, depending on how quickly you can get him back, the role of Rudiger is going to become pretty crucial, stunningly, given where he was about a month ago. So, yeah, that'll be interesting. In the final point, Grant, you wanted to talk about, the sort of squad management from Lampard and how he keeps everybody happy and makes sure there's no unnecessary injuries.
I don't want to be too alarmist, but in that final 30 minutes after Kante came off, you saw how open we were in the midfield, just how easily they were getting through and actually getting into Jorginho's area. And I think after last season, where we had a strange squad, where we had a lot of players on a similar level, a lot of depth and not really any untouchables, I think there's now such clear ones with Thiago Silva and Kante that basically any game that we're leading, I'd look to get them off as early as possible and just ensure that they are wrapped in cotton wool for games coming up. I mean, obviously, that's the biggest benefit of tonight. Thiago Silva, as you mentioned, is probably not going to play that Newcastle game. So it was quite important tonight to get some minutes into Rudiger. Obviously, you want to see Tomori play, but if Rudiger is third in the pecking order, you need to actually give him minutes to get up to speed because he's going to be needed in that game most probably. And with Kante as well, it was a big boost. I was just quite interested to see when the international squads are announced, who actually gets a chance to stay out and get a rest. I believe James will be suspended for both those England games. I'm not sure how that ban works. So hopefully he gets a bit of a breather. Maybe he could play the weekend again. And Azpilicueta just continues to get a bit of a watching brief. And whether Zuma gets the French call up, whether we can get him some rest during this break, I think those will be quite interesting to see. Also, Martin Tammy don't tend to play a lot of minutes for England. So I think the squad management's going quite well in terms of the side settled. The players are just pretty much playing and recovering. But there's also no one who's like really at breaking point at the moment. Especially, Chua also came off, which is good. Possibly Werner was an interesting one to stay on because he was set to be rested this weekend. And he played the full game, if I'm not mistaken. And he played the full game tonight. And obviously, he's now the undisputed designated penalty taker, according to Lampard. So that's obviously good for his just for his confidence to keep the goals ticking over, especially because he wins so many himself. Much like Vardy, really, he'll probably win a bunch of penalties and smash them away himself in similar fashion. So those comparisons, keep going from my side. That's about it, I think, for me.
Great. Yeah, I think I really enjoyed that. Pretty snappy tonight. If you enjoyed the shorter, immediate reaction, do let us know on Twitter at Palpable Pod. And if you'd like to support the show as we sort of start up, we're getting a bit of momentum now as the season develops. Do leave us a review on iTunes, Spotify, just to help spread the word to other Chelsea fans. But that's it for us for tonight. And another win, another clean sheet, and onwards to Sheffield United. Catch you soon.